From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Very exciting show. Listen, back when our show started some years ago, all of our celebrity guests were public radio personalities. You know, we knew they'd be interesting to you, our audience, and frankly, we couldn't get anybody else to do it. So we visited with the Car Guys and with Ira Glass and Robert Siegel, but there was one elusive giant of the genre we could never convince to join us. Not until today. It took 10 years, but today we capture Moby Dick. Today, Garrison Keillor joins us to play Not My Job. So, set your phasers to folksy. In the meantime, it's your turn. Give us a call. The number 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Michael Burns from Pasadena, California.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I am fabulous as usual. How about yourself?
Really? Is that your typical state?
It really is good.
You know, I'll say this. Usually you ask people and you say, how are you? And you want them to say fine, because you don't want them to say, oh, I'm terrible, because then you have to hear their problems. But if you just go on about how great you are, that can be irritating too.
So I've heard.
I just want to give you a helpful tip here.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're great, though. That's good. That's good. Well, let's see how even much better we can make your day. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a humorist and the author of the forthcoming book, Alphabet Juice, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hi, Roy.
Hey, Michael.
Also say hello to NPR's own Allison Stewart back with us.
Hello, Allison.
Hello, Michael.
Finally, say hello to author, humorist, and the man responsible for everything you might find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Michael.
Michael, you are going to play Who's Carl this time. Carl Castle, of course, is going to read you three quotes from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to go?
I can't wait.
Neither can we. Let's do it. Here is your first quote.
How low can you go?
That was Slate's big money blog, playing the limbo and asking if it's even possible for what to drop any further.
The stock market.
Exactly, the Dow. A week after the U.S. government decided to bail out the economy with $700 billion it did not have, the Dow continued its historic plummet, and financial whizzes on TV were reduced to arguing about whether you should stuff your money into a Serta mattress or a Sealy Posturepedic. But the news is not all bad for the finance sector. Playboy magazine, that paragon of good taste, has put out a call for, quote, bear market babes. That's B-A-R-E, bear. For a woman of Wall Street nude pictorial. Yes, indeed. Playboy's attitude is, hey, women, since you've already lost the shirt off your backs, show us your racks.
Well, I think it would be far better if when banks collapse, they would actually collapse.
You mean like...
Then like, you know what happens.
Yeah, then you get the visual.
Like an imploded casino in
yeah.
Las Vegas. Just
yeah.
Boom.
Huh.
Well, the scary thing is because of that theory that it's all about people's attitudes, it turns out that the entire world economy is like Tinkerbell. If we just clap louder, we all get our pensions back, you know? It's like, I do believe in 401ks. I do. Anyway, sorry.
Well, there's opportunity in every downturn. I'm thinking of starting a website of little speeches you can give your children about why there's no Christmas presents this
yes.
year.
You haven't come up with any good ones yet?
The only thing I can think of so far is we've invested all of our money in America's uncertain future.
There you are.
This is not a really...
How about this? Santa Claus worked for Lehman Brothers. What do you say? All right. Michael, here's your next quote.
We want to thank our hosts here and... You're in my way of my script there, if you'll move.
That was Tom Brokaw delivering the only unrehearsed line of the night. During what event on Tuesday?
That would be the presidential debate.
Yes, the second presidential debate. Very good. Oh. Obama versus McCain 2, debate harder, was disappointing to the supporters of both men, who at this point want nothing more than to see their candidate rip open the other one's torso and shout insults at their innards. but no. Barack Obama used the town hall format to smoothly answer questions from voters with elegantly wrapped talking points, pausing only once or twice to heal minor ailments with a laying on of hands. And John McCain did not fulfill his promise to, quote, take the gloves off. For example, he did not bring up Obama's association with former Weather Underground member Bill Ayers, maybe because he was afraid Obama would, in vengeance, bring up the fact that McCain once served on a foundation board with John Wilkes Booth. But it was a while ago, you know? I mean, and we didn't know anything at the time. He seemed just like another actor, you know? I don't think we should hold that against McCain.
Oh, it's been a long time since that Lincoln thing.
Yeah, I know.
McCain was only 8 years old when that
All right, Michael, here's your last quote.
When are producers just going to accept the inevitable and set up a mud wrestling arena for the ladies to get down in?
That was Sheenan Govani. He's a Canadian media blogger. He was just among one of thousands of daytime TV viewers amazed at the daily catfight that has broken out on what show?
Oh, I can only put a guess at
daytime TV. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
I, for one, do not want to see Whoopi Goldberg enjoy Behar mud wrestle.
Well, in that case, it's got to be The View.
It is The View. Barbara Walters' chat show is supposed to be an idealized version of a friendly kitchen table conversation with your pals. And it is, if your pals are insane political partisans with perfect hair. We understand there are betting pools now in offices across America as to when conservative Elizabeth Hasselbeck will finally snap and use her telekinetic powers to destroy her fellow panelists, just like Carrie did. Her bitter arguments with liberal Whoopi Goldberg and the others about the election have become a weird microcosm of modern red versus blue America, making us wish that the country as a whole had a Botoxed Barbara Walters standing by, telling us to grow up.
I actually haven't seen any of that, but it seems like every news channel you turn to is essentially five or six talking heads in frames hollering at each other and over each other.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing, Roy, but let me finish.
It is crazy. I mean, they've actually converted. I mean, this is The View. This is supposed to be cheerful daytime chat with the ladies. And they've actually changed the set to reflect the new reality. It's now an octagonal cage. You know? Carl, how did Michael do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter, makes Michael a winner.
Well done, Michael. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done, sir. Thanks for playing. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.